Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Let's begin tonight in Philadelphia, where after 4 oratory-filled days, the language of hope, trust, and reassurance, the Democratic National Convention has come to an end with 2 Clinton women as the final speakers. Among those listening, Bernie Sanders, whose earlier endorsement of Hillary Clinton had helped assuage some deep divisions within the Democratic camp. Hillary Clinton thanked him, and the pro-Sanders delegates who'd earlier threatened to potentially derail the convention were, well, largely well-behaved. It was a night designed to reintroduce Hillary Clinton as a woman Americans could trust, not the arch-establishment pragmatist, but someone idealistic, sincere, and real. And the final introduction came from her daughter, Chelsea.
It is such an honor for me to be here tonight. I'm here as a proud American, a proud Democrat, a proud mother, and tonight in particular, a very, very proud daughter. Whenever my mom was away for work, which thankfully didn't happen very often, she left notes for me to open every day she was gone, all stacked neatly together in a special drawer with a date on the front of each one so I would know which note to open on which day. I treasured each and every one of those notes. That feeling of being valued and loved, that's what my mom wants for every child. I'm voting for a fighter who never ever gives up, and who believes that we can always do better when we come together and we work together. She makes me proud every single day.
Chelsea Clinton, excerpts from her introduction to her own mother. Hillary Clinton came to accept the Democratic nomination even after the primaries, even after a long political career. She was there to give the most important speech of her life.
America needs every one of us to lend our energy, our talents, our ambition to making our nation better and stronger. I believe that with all my heart. That's why Stronger Together is not just a lesson from our history. It's not just a slogan for our campaign. It's a guiding principle for the country we've always been and the future we're going to build. A country where the economy works for everyone, not just those at the top. Where you can get a good job and send your kids to a good school, no matter what zip code you live in. A country where all our children can dream and those dreams are within reach. Where families are strong, communities are safe, and yes, where love trumps hate. That's the country we're fighting for. That's the future we're working toward. And so, my friends, it is with humility, determination, and boundless confidence in America's promise that I accept your nomination.
Hillary Clinton accepting the nomination, as you heard. Simon Marks is our correspondent at the convention minutes after Hillary Clinton finished her speech, with the crowd still abuzz on the floor below him. I asked him how she'd gone.
Well, they loved it here in the hall, but I think they were always going to love it here in the hall. It was a carefully crafted speech. She got some of the difficult stuff out of the way at the beginning. There was a brief inference about the difficulties that she'd had in her relationship with Bill Clinton up at the top, although she said after 45 years their relationship was still strong. And then she immediately addressed Bernie Sanders, directly thanking him for everything that he had done, in an attempt, I think, to try and defuse the threat of interruption here on the floor during her speech from the Sanders supporters. Then she got on with the meat of it, accepting the Democratic Party's nomination, citing this as a historic moment. Of course, she becomes the first woman to go into a presidential election leading a major US political party. And of course, she engaged in withering criticism of Donald Trump. She steered clear of the word demagogue that had been used 24 hours earlier by Barack Obama when he was here, but nonetheless she painted him as a danger to America, and she urged people not simply to laugh at the things that he said, but to understand that he poses a very, very serious threat to the future of this country. Someone, she argued, who can be baited with a tweet is not someone you want having their finger on the nuclear button.
Simon, I thought there were some fantastic lines in the speech. The problem with speaking at this convention is that you're following Barack and Michelle Obama, which is a nightmare because their oratory is just exemplary. It flies. But one of the things I thought that was interesting was there was a slight quality of getting to know you about it, a sort of reintroducing of herself to the American people.
Absolutely. And there's something uncomfortable about that. She conceded tonight that she was presenting a Hillary Clinton that Americans haven't seen before. She said, in all my years of public service, I've always been much more comfortable with the service part and less comfortable with the public part. So let me tell you who I am. The problem with that is that American voters from coast to coast know Hillary Clinton. She's been part of the political furniture here for over 20 years. And the idea that not just Hillary Clinton here tonight, but speaker after speaker throughout the last 4 days have felt the need to rebrand her, to talk about her authenticity, to talk, as Barack Obama did, about her being completely trustworthy. They know they have a problem. The polls show that many voters don't find her trustworthy. Worry about her credibility, are concerned that she will flip-flop on promises that she's made, particularly to the more left-wing supporters of Bernie Sanders here in the Democratic Party. So there is a discomfort to all of that. It's a gamble that they're taking. They think that even now they can draw a line in the sand and almost present her on the political stage here as a newcomer, a neophyte. That's a tough thing to bring off. We'll see whether they've managed to do it.
Yes, gosh, it's fascinating. I can hear the buzz of the people, the delegates, as they leave beneath you. They certainly sound animated. Has it been a good convention overall?
Yes, I think it's been a remarkably well-produced and at times very carefully stage-managed convention in order to try and make sure that the Bernie Sanders supporters, the diehards, who really caused disruption here on Monday particularly, but also a little bit on Tuesday, were largely silenced and in some cases prevented from entering the arena. But look, if you compare what we've seen over this past week with what we saw in Cleveland a week ago, this is a party that was able to field a much deeper bench of speakers, even better musical acts. I mean, we've had Lenny Kravitz here. We had Katy Perry here tonight. We had Carole King. The Republicans didn't have anything like that last week in Cleveland, and they didn't have the deep bench of appearances by Republican leaders, by top-notch Republican politicians that the Democrats were able to launch here. And that's because Donald Trump remains a lightning rod. His bigoted rhetoric on the campaign trail, even what his supporters now describe as rookie mistakes that he's made in the past couple of weeks, that's leading to top Republicans to stay completely away from him, whereas top Democrats here are all getting behind Hillary Clinton because they think that they want to unify around the message that she's presenting. They see her as the logical successor to Barack Obama, and they hope she can win.
Simon Marks talking to us from the Philadelphia Convention. We had an interesting conversation after that about the TPP. The Clinton camp is working very hard to assure people she is sincere. The TPP will not happen if she becomes president.